much work can those gloves do of their own volition? If those work gloves are stained and worn, it's not because when you were sleeping, the gloves crawled out of your toolbox and went and did stuff. Likewise, a brand new pair of work gloves hanging on the shelf at the store really does nothing. It could hang there forever. But you take that same pair of gloves and you put the hand of a skilled workman in those gloves, and those gloves can do anything. Brothers and sisters, I got to tell you, we are the work gloves of the Holy Spirit. The Bible tells us I can do all things through the Holy Spirit. Well, that's true. And God can do anything. God is capable and God has the power to all that. But for reasons of his own, God has chosen you and me to be the hand that goes into that glove, or to be the glove that the Holy Spirit goes into. When the Holy Spirit indwells you, you can do anything. We are the work gloves that God has chosen to get things done. So when we look at the book of James, his whole enterprise is this idea that faith that works. Strong, powerful faith, deep Bible knowledge, maturity, those are all wonderful things, and you've got to have those things. That's certainly true. Jesus said, love the Lord with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, and with all your strength. The clear implication of the text is that though God can do anything of his own, including create the entire universe with a word, he has chosen to get his work done through you and me. So James writes this letter to tell these people that he's writing to that, hey, listen, you need to be about the business of doing, then fill in the blank. You've heard me say from this pulpit a number of times that Christianity isn't a thing that you join. Christianity isn't a group that you decide to participate in. Christianity is a thing that you are. Christianity is a doing kind of a thing. So you have to look at your life and you say, does my life reflect that concept? So as we begin a new year, we get back to the good old verse-by-verse stuff. And James is a very interesting book. It's very much like Proverbs in the sense of he makes a great number of very short, pithy, profound statements, and then he'll make another statement. So it actually works out very well for what it is we want to do. So let's go to the book of James. But before we do that, since it's the new year, I thought I'd share something I found this morning I thought was kind of interesting. It's the new year, right? So I looked up a list. Here are the top 6 resolutions that people make every year. You ready? Well, there's more than 6. Lose weight. Learn a new skill. Save money or spend less. Quit smoking. More time with the family and friends. Travel more. And you're all sitting there chuckling going, well, 1 and 4 and 6. Now, I tell you the truth. I also looked up the top resolutions that are broken every year. Right? First search, that's the list that I came up with. The top 6 broken resolutions every year. Oops. Isn't that curious? Top 6 resolutions we make every year and the top 6 resolutions we break every year. Well, I don't know what that says about us. We're not very realistic in our resolution making. I don't know. But we have good intentions, do we not? People make New Year's resolutions, and I think, for the most part, people sincerely want to do those things. But I have a suggestion. You notice what's missing on this list? There's nothing on that list about faith. There's nothing on that list about worship. There's nothing there about prayer or any of the other things that Christians are supposed to be about. So I have a list for you. And it's taken directly from the book of James. And it kind of goes like this. Here's what I would like for New Year's resolutions for the faithful to be. And it's a much shorter list. Seek wisdom. That's my New Year's resolution. I'm going to seek wisdom. How about this? Strengthen my faith. Oh, I'm a faithful follower of Christ. Really? Do you have a strong, abiding faith? A deep, ingrained faith in Jesus? How about this? Let my words and my walk be the same thing. So some of you know I wasn't a believer until later in life, and I can tell you this from being in the other camp, that one of the greatest criticisms that people have against Christians, from non-Christians, one of the greatest hits against Christians is they're hypocrites. They say this, and they say this, and they talk this talk on Sunday, and on Monday they're kind of different. They don't walk the talk. And James is going to be talking a great deal about that. But what if those were our, what if those were our New Year's resolutions? Not a whole long list and all that sort of thing, because we know what happens to lists, right? But what if those were our resolutions? So let's talk first about wisdom. James talks about this in verse 5 of chapter 1. If you have your Bible, you can, and remember, you have my permission and encouragement, you may actually write in your Bible. In fact, I'll go one step further. You can write in your Bible in ink. You can underline, you can circle, you can highlight. Nothing blesses a pastor's heart more than seeing a beat up, marked up, highlighted Bible. If any of you lacks wisdom, James says, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to him. So before we go any further at all, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you, and in our best moments, we go to you for advice. We go to you for guidance. This year, Lord, may we go to you for wisdom. Wisdom. Guide us, Lord, through your Holy Spirit to that which it is that you would have us do, so that we might walk and talk in the same voice.